Lou.
What's your impression of the opponent you're facing after seeing what they did in Lambeau Field on Sunday?
Well, we've been trying to win in Lambeau for about a century or so, it seems. It's a tough place to play. It's a very, very talented team, offensively, defensively, special teams. And to see what San Fran did, it's not unexpected. You know, there's a reason that the 49ers were in the championship game last year because they're a good football team. But to go on the road in the opener and come out with a win, that was very impressive.
What specifically impressed you the most about that?
You know, honestly, I don't think there's anything that's the most. It was a complete win. They played well on offense, defense. You know, there was a blip on special teams, but I think there's a reason for that. They did a good job in all their phases. They took care of the football. They stopped the run. They limited the passing game. I thought they played very well in all phases. So that's probably the thing that's most impressive, is it wasn't, you know, any one unit or any one thing or a fluky win or anything like that. They played very, very well in all phases.
They use so many personnel packages on offense. Does that force you guys, does that force defenses to, you know, counter with their own personnel packages? And do you have to kind of, you know, look into the huddle every time to determine who you're going to put out there?
Well, but I lost that question. Is that our personnel packages you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the 49ers, their offensive personnel
packages. They have a lot of, you know, different things with the extra tight ends that are offensive linemen and the way they use their two tight ends. You know, and then different wide receivers in almost every package. You know, it's hard to get a bead on any one thing. A lot of shifts, a lot of motions. You know, it definitely spreads your attention to different places, which is, I think, what it's all designed to do. You know, we can't worry about stuff like that. We have to adjust and play and worry more about ourselves. You know, the 49ers have some really good offensive players, a very good scheme. And execute it very well, but we like to think that we do too. And you know, that'll be a good contest on Sunday.
Jim, having Leonard Davis with you for most of the, or whatever, half the season last year, are you surprised that they're able to use him in that kind of fashion?
No, we really like Leonard. We were in a situation that you know, we carried him through most of the last part of the year, and he is a big, strong guy. Great guy, too. We really miss having him around here, and I'm sure the 49ers really, really enjoy having him. But, you know, he's not a center, and it was hard for us to keep up. We only kept up seven offensive linemen, one of which was a guard tackle and the other which was a center guard, and neither of our other two guards played center. So the only guy we could keep active on game day was another guy that could play center, and that wasn't Leonard. So it's not surprising he's had success or finding a use for him. He is a very, very strong guy. And other than the fact that it's our opponent on Sunday, we're happy for his success.
Jim, what did last season's game teach you about how well you match up against the 49ers?
Well, it came down to just a couple plays at the end. You know, the 49ers had a fourth and goal on the six that they made. And if we had made that play, then we probably win the game. They make the play, they win the game. But that wasn't the end of the game. They came out on defense and got four stops. Stopped us on first, second, third, and I think it was a fourth and five with, you know, a minute and 45 to go. There was still plenty of time. We had a lot of timeouts left. We had plenty of time, but they went out and stopped us from getting a first down. So a lot of attention went to the touchdown catch that Delaney Walker made, which was a really good play. And, you know, they got that ball in and scored the game-winning touchdown. But the thing that maybe gets overlooked a little bit was what their defense did in that 2 minutes. They went right out and got a stop and, you know, got the ball back and pretty much ended the game right there.
I know that obviously your offense is different than the Packers' offense. The personnel groups are different. But last year, did you see a lot of similarities in how teams defended you guys and the Packers?
I don't know. We see the Packers a lot because we're obviously an NFC North team, and they are too. So we have a lot of common opponents. So we see them, you know, a bunch of times in our exchange. You know, their scheme's different than ours. The way that they attack, and you know, the concepts that they run on offense. You know, I think there are probably some similarities. Both teams have very good young quarterbacks, strong arm. Both teams have good tight ends. Both teams have good wide receivers. You know, I think that there's a lot of similarities in the way the personnel is used and similarities in personnel, but the schemes are totally different. So you don't want to read too much into how somebody attacked one opponent. You know, we get played a little bit different. Calvin Johnson has a lot to do with that.
Jim, they made a concerted effort against Green Bay not to get beat deep. Do you see Matthew really having just to be patient against them and work stuff underneath?
Well, I think they did a good job in both of those areas on Sunday. They defended the deep balls very well, but they also tackled very well and defended the short passes. You know, they were physical in coverage, and they tackled very well. There's very little run after the catch. So it wasn't like they were just, you know, sort of playing off and allowing the short stuff to happen. They challenged every part of the field. So, you know, however we make plays, whether it's a deep ball, whether it's a short pass run after the catch, whether it's just, you know, consistency of the run game, whatever it is, we got to be able to keep first downs coming, get into the red zone, convert red zone opportunities into touchdowns. And that really doesn't change from week to week. It's a great challenge this week because San Francisco is so talented in all phases of their defense.
Were you surprised to see Patrick Willis on the sideline as much as he was against the Packers?
Well, they were in a dime package, and you know, when there's another All-Pro on the field at linebacker, and Navarro Bowman, who is you know, is an excellent player, first team All-Pro last year. I don't think that's any disrespect to a guy like Patrick Willis. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities on that defense for everybody. I mean, that's a great tandem, not just in their inside backers, but you go to their outside backers with Alden Smith and Brooks. I mean, those guys are very, very talented. They can do a lot of different things. They can rush, they can cover, they can play zone, you know, they can blitz, you know, so I don't know. I think they was just the way they were playing Green Bay, only had one linebacker on the field. They're fortunate that they have options like that.
Jim, they haven't, in six straight regular season games, they haven't committed a turnover. Just from your experience, is that fairly remarkable? Is that, and also, is that, a hallmark of a very disciplined team?
You got to have a really smart quarterback to do it, and Alex Smith is definitely a smart quarterback. 17 touchdowns last year, I think 5 interceptions. Does a really good job of taking care of the football, which is extremely important, obviously. You know, I think that turnovers are a big, big part of the NFL. Last week we were -3 in turnovers. We came out with a win. That's incredibly hard to do. You can't make a living being minus in the turnover category and winning games. I don't think there's any coincidence that the 49ers went 13-3 last year and also led the NFL in turnover margin. I mean, those two go hand in hand. And for us to play well, we're going to have to protect the ball on offense. We can't afford 3 turnovers again. And we're also going to have to find ways to get them, whether that's, you know, forcing a fumble or getting an interception or a tip ball or, you know, however we do it. But it's always a big part of any game when you have teams that are fairly close to evenly matched. Turnovers can be the difference in a game.
Is that a huge point of emphasis this week in facing this team?
It is every week. Honestly, we want to protect the ball as much as we can. You know, there's a high correlation, like I said, between turnover margin and wins. Every week's a little bit different. You know, as far as what challenges you have, what personnel is out there, everything else. But certainly that's a message that translates from week to week in the NFL. Take care of the football. Find a way to get the ball on defense. If you can, it's a huge flip and field position or potential score. And those are obviously difference-making type plays in the NFL.
How was Matthew able to kind of come back and settle down a little after throwing those 3 picks in the first half last week?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing with him is it wasn't that he was having a tough time. You know, he'd go complete six straight passes and then throw an interception. So it wasn't like he was wild or, you know, he was having a hard time understanding what they were doing. He just had three different times that he tried to fit some balls into a little too tight a window. And give credit to the Rams. Cortland Finnegan's a great player. Janoris Jenkins, you know, jumped the route down on the goal line. He looked like a veteran player doing it. The linebacker, I mean, he's a veteran player. He stepped in front of a ball. They, you know, those guys practice and those guys get paid too. I think the biggest thing that you know, that we were able to get behind, number one, or get put it behind us, is number one, we've come from behind in games. Last year, we had to come way down when we were down in Dallas, and came from behind up in Minnesota, a very difficult place to play. You know, it wasn't a whole lot. It wasn't new for us. We'd been there before. And, you know, the guys have confidence in Matt. Matt has offensive talent around him. Our defense did a very good job of keeping us in the game. All those things came together, and we were able to get a couple fourth quarter scores and be able to get the win with 15 seconds left.
Jim, what kind of role did Calvin Johnson have to clear out the space for that winning touchdown?
Well, if you look at the play, there were four people on him. The play was designed for Calvin. We make no mistake about that. I mean, we were trying to hit Calvin on the back line, but when they sloughed four guys off on him, they had him doubled and also had two linebackers underneath. When that happened, that freed our running back up to be wide open in the flat. And that's a dynamic that Calvin brings. It's very rare that he's not doubled some way, somehow, whether it's an over and under, an inside out. You know, all kinds of different ways people try to combat him. You know, he's tough to hide. He's 6'5". He wears number 81. Everybody knows what number he wears, and he still goes out and makes plays. And I think that's the thing that's most impressive about you know, his production is, you know, almost every team they start their game plan with, how do we keep Calvin Johnson from beating us? He's still able to have, you know, 100 yards receiving, 1,600 in the season, bunch of touchdowns, all those different things, and he's not, you know, he's not a guy that sneaks onto the field and they don't know he's there.
Jim, two playoff teams last year, 1-0 this year, intense game. Is this a rivalry?
Well, we're both NFC teams, you know, and like you said, we're both 1-0. Both teams were in the playoffs last year, but last year doesn't matter. But what matters is this year. You know, both teams found a way to get a win. You know, they got a win on the road. We got a win at home. Now we're going on the road on a Sunday night game. You know, I think it definitely means a lot. They're teams that have played. We've played the last couple years, or 2 years ago. I think we played 2009 and then 2011. You know, so there's some familiarity, but we expect a very good game. You know, we're going to try to play our very best, and we're going to have to knock off the 49ers.
Would you agree that last year's game was maybe a little bit more intense than a general matchup?
I don't know. I think all games in the NFL are intense. There's only 16 of them. You know. You're talking about two teams that come to play every week, and I think that's the personality of both of those teams. And, you know, it was fairly early in the season, but, you know, it was, what, sixth game of the year. I mean, that's about midway through a season. You'd expect both teams to be up and scratching and fighting and clawing for every yard in a game. And it came down to, like I said, a couple plays at the end. But I think every game in the NFL is that way, and I think that's the way both of these teams play. It means a lot to both of these teams.
Inside the building, any talk about, you know, what happened after the game? Any you know, kidding or anything like that?
No, I mean, we've all moved on from that. We've addressed that enough, and, you know, the focus is on the 49ers. Anything that happened last year in the game, anything else, doesn't have any bearing at all on this game. It's how the 11 guys that are on the field at any particular time, how they play, how they execute. The teams that take care of the football, the teams that score touchdowns, those are the only things that matter in this game.
Jim, I understand you've obviously seen Jim Harbaugh since that last game. Was that at, you know, different league meetings, or since when have you run into him?
I think I've already addressed that, and you know I understand you guys are interested and everything else. But the only way to move on is to move on. And if we keep if both of us if we keep bringing it up and addressing it and doing all those things, then nobody moves on from it. We've moved on. It was last year, and I think I've commented enough.
All right, Coach.
All right, Jim. Thank you
very much. Appreciate it.
All right, folks. I'll see you on Sunday.